Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I was perusing Reddit the other day, and I saw this list of things from the olden days. I wonder, do you guys have any olden days things in your head? Like things that used to happen that would, that you look back now and go, that would never fly today. You could never do. I spent the bulk of my childhood, my seat in, when we were going places, was in the bed of the truck.
Oh, really? Just outside?
Well, there's two parents and four boys. Okay. And if we're going in dad's truck, one boy gets up front and then rest, you're just in the back of the truck. Wherever you're going, you're in the back of the truck.
Were you ever on a lap? Or that from like from and when you were
at
a baby?
Some point, if we were in like cars sometimes.
This is Michael's spot.
Right? No, like, yes, sometimes. But like mostly, if it was nice outside, you're in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
If we're hauling something that could fly away, you're definitely in the back of the truck. You're the weight.
Oh, yeah.
I was on top of mattresses in the back of the truck. As, like, your $40 mattress, you care more about than your child.
Yeah. If you fly out, you better push that mattress back in before you do, boy.
Well, but that just tells you how old I am. But that wasn't a thing for you guys? You never rode in the back? Do you ever ride in the back of a car?
Yeah. Oh, like a station wagon?
Yes, all the way in the back.
Facing backwards?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I got sick. That's when I knew I couldn't do that anymore.
You can't ride backwards.
And I stay, like, at the airport on the train, I have to face forward to this day.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because something about facing backwards, I get really sick.
Huh. Do you think you could do it on a plane? Because I didn't think I could, but they go so fast that you forget. Because you don't really...
Yeah,
but
you don't
take
really...
off is weird.
Takeoff would be tough. But yeah, maybe once we're up in the air.
Because there's a...
Turn around.
The first time I ever went to Hawaii, and I've only been twice, but like the plane, like we had like first class seats and they faced each other.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
I had my back facing forward and I was like, ugh, oh, I'm not going to. But once you were going, once you're in the air, you don't realize.
I guess I've used the bathroom on an airplane. That's, you're kind of facing sideways, so not that much different.
Okay, I have another one. Okay. I have this whole list, but I want like you guys to chime in, and you guys can chime in on text at 303-222-5423. I know you guys don't know this one, but do you realize that there was a time in our history where drunk driving was just okay, kind of.
It was
always illegal, but cops were just like,
it was just like frowned upon.
Yeah, there goes Lou. He's leaving the Rhinelander. It was like,
oh my gosh.
I kind of knew this because there's a video. I forget what state it's, but when they finally outlawed or they made it, they were like, look, we're going to crack down on drunk driving. And they interviewed people on the street. And people are like,
I do. I have seen that video.
Yeah, they're like, this is an outrage.
People were mad.
What about our rights?
Yeah.
Yes.
And like, stuff. I'm leaving work. I want a beer. I'm just going to open one in the car.
Do you understand that most of the liquor stores in Longmont, Colorado were drive-thru?
Intentionally?
I am dead.
Intentionally?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you got off work. I mean, my dad worked construction.
Sure, okay. Yeah.
So you got off work and drove through and got a 12-pack. Waited until you got home, right?
Wow.
Of course not.
I feel like that video wasn't that long ago either. Like, we've really,
no, it
really
was
come
not,
a long way.
Look up M-A-D-D.
Mad.
Yes. That's when it stopped.
Yeah.
Because enough drunk jerks killed or hurt people that mothers had to form a coalition called Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Up until that, we always kind of went, well, if you drive after five, you might run into a drunk guy. What? That's...
That is, yeah,
that's... 1980.
Yes!
Wow.
Crazy.
You just...
Okay. Well, that's good. We're moving in the right direction.
So serious. Yeah. I can't believe... I got to find this video you're talking about. So
yeah, the people, they are so... It's, there's
it was
no
like
irony
at
all.
Out of protest or something about it. They were
protested.
Just
yeah. You want more drunk people on the street is what they're... There's like, we have the right if we want to...
This is America.
If we want to have a couple drinks. Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Do you have anything like that? Do you think there's anything? Because I just feel like...
I've thought about... It's not like shocking. I've just thought about with both of my kids, like my son will never have to call... a girl he likes, he'll never have to call her home and talk to her dad. And same thing
with just call her.
Yeah, or you just text her even.
Like yes.
The parents don't even need to know anything.
We don't happening. Know.
Who are you on the phone with? Like any of that.
Ever.
And same with my daughter. I'll never go, who's this? Hi, Mr. Hack. Can I talk with Hayes? Like, I don't think I'll have that.
And you did have to do that.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Oh. Hello.
And you're just praying there? To God she answers. It's like, I'm calling you at 8:02 tonight.
Yes, please.
You need to lunge for the phone. I don't want to talk to your brother. I don't want to talk to your mother. And I damn sure don't want to talk to your dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mother was good. Dad was always
bad.
Very scary. Yeah.
Because then they just mess with you. Who's this again? And you're like,
yeah. Or they call you the wrong name. Is this
yes,
Billy
on
again?
Purpose.
Oh, Billy. Who are you talking to, Billy?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's
you
what
don't
dads
remember
do.
Any of this?
No, my dad died when I was 8.
Okay. Well, all right.
Sounds terrible, though.
Okay, speaking of phones, do you know? Yeah, you do know. Mm. You were here when the internet came out,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dial up. I remember
yeah,
my
and
my
it
friend.
Was, you'd be like, it's either you had a conversation or you were on the internet. You couldn't do both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My rich friends had two phone lines.
A second phone line.
Yeah.
We did eventually because I paid for it
in
my parents' house. But up until that point, I don't know if you ever had it so slow where it's like 18.8 or whatever it was, where like to get a picture, it's like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like one line at a time and you've almost got a picture downloaded and then your brother picks up the phone. And it doesn't save what you got. If you didn't get the whole thing, you didn't get it.
Oh, no.
So you're pirating music off of Napster or you're doing whatever. And if like they picked up the phone, you're just like, and for me, it was pornography. But it's, so you're getting like, dirt, and you've almost got the whole picture. And it's like, and you just hear the modem go, and it's just gone.
Wow.
Yep. I remember those days. I remember that exact scenario.
What was the other one that I really, payphones. You don't have any idea what that's like.
I've never had to use one. I just like take pictures next to them.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever used one either, but I remember seeing them.
You've never had to like, did you ever have a pager?
No.
No.
Why would we need that?
What, am I a drug dealer?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. We're talking about these things that happened in the olden days,
yeah.
And we wouldn't accept it now. Aaron found the video. Okay, the one that still blows my mind, and that, like, I don't think you guys fully understand, but you do because you've seen the video. Drunk driving was always illegal. We're not saying it wasn't, but nobody cared. You only cared when your uncle got killed by a drunk driver, and you're like, oh man, that sucks. But like...
Well, it sounds like back in the day, they placed more emphasis on the word drunk. Like, you had to be
drunk hammer.
Or like you drink a couple beers while you're driving.
You
that ain't drunk.
You can drink and drive, but you can't be drunk driving.
Yeah, right. Which is but then not how it works.
There was never a roadside. I mean, there wasn't like, or like when they, what do you call that? When they, it is a roadside. Yeah. It's like, where they, the roadblock, checkpoint.
Sobriety checkpoint, yeah.
Yes.
Well, because the cops were drinking too.
Right. Like, this is ridiculous. We drank with the cops.
You did?
Of course. I can't, you guys, this, it's so weird because I think about this and it makes me feel like I'm 100 years old, but I think that Longmont was just different. My dad would write a note that said, sell him Paul Malls and then give me $5 and I would ride my bike to Walgreens at 9th and like Kimbark or wherever it is in Longmont or where it was. I'd walk up and go, I need a pack of Paul Malls, and they would sell it to me as like a 9-year old.
Wow.
Just because you had a note.
I had a note from my dad. They're like, oh, clearly you wouldn't forge that.
Oh my God.
So drinking, you'd sell Paul Malls to a child. And when it comes to smoking,
his money's green. Right? We'll take it.
Who didn't smoke? Like,
oh yeah, that I do remember the smoking. And, oh, so this is even before there was smoking and non-smoking. It was just,
you just smoked.
Everything was smoking. Yeah,
there was. You didn't like the non-smokers were the minority. Like when you went to a restaurant, you just like, they're smoking on airplanes. I wouldn't know. I was never on one.
But like, on airplanes, doesn't it seem?
That's very dangerous.
Just look it up. No, of course. But it's just a smoke box. You're just clam baking the whole flight.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
It was like, what was the thing we were just talking about off air? That like,
the seatbelts.
Oh, the oh my God, seatbelts, yes.
But that used to, why wouldn't you wear your seatbelt?
Why would you?
To live? To be
safe? I am dead serious.
Safety first.
It's so weird that I get in my car and automatically put it on. We grew up, I can't believe you can't relate to this. Please text 303-222-5423 if you can relate. I was always told, you're not going to believe what I'm about to say. It's safer to not wear it.
I have heard that.
So you will be thrown clear of the vehicle.
What? Yeah.
It's a legitimate, like I grew up going, don't put that on. You want to be thrown clear. Yeah. Like, if we roll over, you want to be over there.
What?
Like, dude.
Trust me, I've had a couple beers. Get in. What?
That is insane. I actually saw a Jeep the other day, and I took a picture of it, because he had a bumper sticker on it that was like, no seatbelts, we die like men. And I took a picture because I thought it was so funny and like not serious at all.
What?
It's what? We genuinely believe.
Live like a man. What are you doing? Live.
And I remember seeing like pictures of the car seats.
Okay.
The old, in like the 80s, where it was like the metal. It's almost like what you would get at like the little booster seats at McDonald's, where it's just like, that's the car
seat. Yeah, and we just strapped a kid in it. It wasn't strapped to your car at all. The latch system didn't exist.
Really?
The kid was less safe in a car seat because it's basically a slide around on the seat. It's like,
well, there is a lot of stuff like that with kids, because I remember for a long time it's like, no, lay them down on their stomach. That's where they how they sleep the best. And then it was like, don't do that.
Lay them down on their stomach and then cover them with lots of blankets and different like like
they'll be chilly. It's like,
right.
Don't do that.
Put some extra stuffed animals in there. And it was like, what are we? Let them play with that plastic bag a little longer.
What was going on? I don't understand.
The other one that really freaks me out, and did you ever go to a gate at the airport when you didn't have a ticket?
I think so, but I don't remember it because we flew a lot.
Yeah, your mom worked for the airline.
Yeah. So and we went on like so many vacations prior to 9/11.
Yes.
So I'm sure we just walked up to gates. Wow. But I don't remember it.
You could go meet, if somebody's flying in, when they came up the jetway, you were standing there because you could. You didn't need a ticket. You just go all the way in and you walk somebody all the way. That's why in movies where they're like, and they walk, it's like, okay, I'm getting on the plane. Like that's.
Yeah.
That was real.
Wow.
You're smoking a joint as you're, here's how good it was though, because I worked at the airport before September 11th.
Oh.
Your girlfriend could come out to the gate you worked at.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you could.
Okay.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Take her into the family restroom.
Okay. what, and smoke a cigarette?
Yes.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.